Right, let's start off with some football. Lesotho's governing body has urged world body FIFA to remain consistent in handling Bafana Bafana midfielder Tebogo Mokoena's case. Now, Secretary General Mokosi Mohape believes Mokoena should have been suspended during South Africa's 2-0 win over Lesotho in the World Cup qualifiers. Now, FIFA's rule entails an automatic one-match ban after 2 yellow cards. Bafana Bafana currently have a 5-point lead on top of Africa's Group C, but could face a 3-point deduction. And Mohape emphasized the need for fair judgment.
FIFA, live and die by your regulations. And if you have precedents where you have deducted points before on matters that are very similar, do so, so that then we know your notion of fair play is applied irrespective of who is the perpetrator in this instance.
And then in some rugby, Hollywood Sharks head coach John Plumtree has largely stuck with his side that narrowly beat Zebra Palmer last week, making 2 personnel changes and 2 positional changes for their key game against United Rugby Championship log leaders Leinster on Saturday. Andre Esterhazen and James Fenter come into the starting 15 after featuring off the bench last week. Fenter replaces Pepsi Putelezi, while Esterhazen is part of a rejig of the backline, which sees Ethan Hooker switch from centre to wing as Yopengle takes over from injured Henry Immelman at fullback. And then shifting to F1 to close, Red Bull have confirmed they've dropped Liam Lawson after just 2 races of the new Formula One season. Now he'll go to their second team, Racing Bulls, and will be replaced by Yuki Tsunoda ahead of his home Grand Prix in Japan. Sky Sports News F1 reporter Craig Slater says Red Bull have spoken about a duty of care to protect the 23-year-old New Zealander.
This is the word some insiders used, frazzled, and he had completely lost confidence over these first 2 races, qualifying 20th twice at the Chinese Grand Prix in a car which sits second in the championship. So he'd almost lost his reference point with the car.
That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.